91X News.
It's minus five and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan McClelland. The Ministry of Transportation is looking for both the city and public opinions on how to proceed with updating bridge fixtures over Highway 401 in Belleville. Vanessa Stark reports.
Councillors decided last night that bike lanes and sidewalks should be included in the plans for the redesign of the four bridges over the 401. Glenn Higgins is the project manager for the Ministry of Transportation. He says the price tag on this project won't be known until it's decided what the reconstruction will include.
We don't know what the bridges are going to have to accommodate. We can assume that there would be, say, a 6-lane or an 8-lane 401 underneath it. Well, that makes the bridge, almost twice as long as it currently is. We don't know what we need to put over top of that bridge, whether it's just 2 lanes or 4 lanes or 4 lanes and sidewalks or 4 lanes and a bus lane. That's all still to be determined with the municipality and with the public input.
After feedback is given on what these plans should include, the ministry will start making the designs. Construction is not likely to start for another 5 years and could last over a decade for all bridges in the area to be complete. Vanessa Stark, QNET News, Belleville.
There hasn't been any confirmed numbers on the cost or how long it will take for the new hospital in Picton to be up and running. There has been word that 2024 was the year that the city was shooting for, but Mayor Robert Quaif said that he wants to push it to 2021.
Do my best to move that down to, let's say 2021 maybe. Let's get going. I mean, the excitement is there. It's just the stages that you have to go through. So I know QHC is going to work very, very hard on getting the next stage completed. We're going to continue to work very, very hard to push them. We'll continue. I'll continue my presence on the meetings of QHC and the hospital association as well. So just because the announcement was made today doesn't mean the work stops. So we got to keep going on, remain focused, and let's get this thing built.
The Minister of Health and Long-Term Care mentioned that this hospital has been one of the oldest in the province and that it was time for a new modern facility. The new hospital will have outpatient and inpatient clinics, 24/7 emergency department, as well as surgical and dialysis suites. It is planned to be built right beside the current one. Federal Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould has doubled down on her controversial reaction to the Colton Bushy verdict, saying a federal justice minister should be responsive to Canadians who protest perceived injustices in the legal system. Terry Pedwell has a story.
After meeting today with members of Colton Bushy's family, Jody Wilson-Raybould defended her comments from last week, saying it would be deeply concerning to have an attorney general who doesn't acknowledge Canadians speaking out about a perceived injustice. After Saskatchewan farmer Gerald Stanley was acquitted of killing Bushy, the minister wrote on social media that Canada can and must do better, prompting criticism that she was straying too far into the independent territory of Canada's justice system. Wilson-Raybould says the government is considering changes to the way juries are selected after concerns were raised about the apparent all-white makeup of the jury in Stanley's trial. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
After the meeting with the family, Prime Minister Trudeau said Bushy's family emphasized the changes that they want in the justice system.
They are very much focused on making sure that we have improvements to our system so that no family has to go through the kinds of things they went through. There's very much a desire to work together on the path of reconciliation, on improving the system that is failing far too many Canadians.
Tensions over the young Indigenous man's death flared up last week when the white farmer accused of second-degree murder was acquitted. In the wake of the verdict, Trudeau said the justice system must do better for Indigenous people. In other news, a former police officer who's now a researcher at Carleton University says he's found a large number of officers are ignoring potential crimes because they fear their actions will end up on social media. Greg Brown says the rise in what he describes as de-policing can be attributed to the rise of cell phones, as well as elevated public sensitivity around police behavior and treatment of minorities. Brown says his survey of nearly 3,700 officers across the country found approximately 70% are practicing some degree or some form of de-policing, which is when they wait to respond to dispatch calls rather than keeping an eye out for trouble and intervening when necessary. He says that he hopes the research will initiate a dialogue about the scrutiny police face from the public on a daily basis. Meanwhile, NAFTA renegotiations continue, as Canada's chief NAFTA negotiator says the talks have been moving a bit too fast, but only limited progress has been made. His comments come as the seventh round of NAFTA talks is set to begin in Mexico City this month.
They do not come to the table, our counterparts, with a lot of flexibility. This is being driven to a large extent from the top, from the administration.
When the last rounds of talks concluded in Montreal, the United States complained that the negotiations were moving too slowly. Several substantial differences remain between the three countries involved, including on the issues of autos and dairy. Three of America's top intelligence officials say Russia is targeting this year's midterm elections. Sagar Magani has the rest.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo was among those telling the Senate Intelligence Committee Moscow seems set on interfering again.
We have seen Russian activity and intentions.
National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats agreed, noting the Russians are using social media and other means.
Clearly in 2016, they upped their game.
National Security Agency Director Mike Rogers also says Russia aims to meddle. Independent Senator Angus King says the intelligence community is in agreement.
If only the president would say that.
And says intelligence officials cannot fully tackle the problem unless the president's on board. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In the previous elections during Trump's presidency, the Democrats have made significant electoral gains. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street, East Belleville, or split-second.ca.
QNET Sports. Tonight in hockey, the Senators will be facing off against the Penguins. And in basketball, the Toronto Raptors are hosting the Miami Heat. With hockey at the forefront with the Olympics and the AHL, QNET News reporter Matthew Morgan wanted to take a look at Belleville's hockey history. Nearly 6 years have passed since Belleville McFarlane's won the World Hockey Championship. Pete Conacher was a late addition to the team. Morgan talked to him about his memories of the tournament.
Pete Conacher, the son of Hockey Hall of Famer Charlie Conacher, was 26 years old when he won the World Championship gold medal. He says that day was quite unforgettable for him in his hockey career.
By that time, I certainly felt like a member of the team and have ever since. And it was an exciting day.
Conacher has lots of memories of that time.
Our last game. In the preliminary round, and that was going to be a big game, and I think at like somewhere around the middle of the second period, the score was 3-1, and I'd scored three goals for Belleville.
He says that having an AHL team is good for the city. Matthew Morgan, QNET News, Belleville.
In other sports news, the 2018 Winter Olympics are over for today, but a new generation of Nigerians made their debut in South Korea. Ed Donahue has the story.
Akuma Omegyo, Ngozi Oyumer, and Sean Adagoon are all members of the bobsled team, and all are from Texas.
Although we're American, we're also Nigerian. We're actually Nigerian first.
Nigeria is one of eight African nations competing in South Korea as part of the largest contingent of African athletes ever at a Winter Games. Adagoon is the driver. She says bobsled is a big challenge.
Just because you don't know what it means to see snow or to understand temperatures that are equivalent to ice, that doesn't mean that you have to shy away from it.
Oyumer is used to living in Texas.
Oh, it's been super cold, but I think that we're here for the Winter Olympics.
The team says they are ready to compete with the best in the world. I'm Ed Donahue.
And that's sports. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the weather. The forecast for Belleville. Today will be mainly sunny, becoming cloudy in the late afternoon with a high of -5. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a low of -6. Tomorrow we will see a mix of sun and clouds and a high of +2. At 4:10, it's -5. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News next on 91X next at 5.